from Konev. Broussard was next. He popped out. So the Rafters are up 9-4. Four runs in the top of the eighth as we head to the bottom half of the inning. And, well, it was 4-1 at one point. Eight unanswered runs. Nine unanswered hits. This team is here. And, boy, a team is brewing in Wisconsin Rapids. But a pitching change, as so many changes have happened late in games for Kirk Schreider and his pitching staff. As Nick Paulson, he's getting guys reps. I mean, that's the whole point behind it, to get guys reps, because the bullpen is very deep for this Wisconsin Rapids team. Nick Paulson will step in, the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point product out of Balsam Lake, Wisconsin. He's had two games played with 4 1/3 innings pitched, acquiring 4 strikeouts, 5 hits, and 3 runs. So now JoJo Jackson is up. Can the Rafters play 2 good innings on the defensive side of the ball? They surely will see this one through. As a ball and no strikes. It was 4-1 heading to the top of the 6. 4 runs in the 6. 4 runs in the 8th. It's just been unbelievable. The 1-0. Down and away. A strike, though, 1-1. Came in at 90 miles per hour. This team, they are the 1-1, down and away. Or ball 2-1. They're special right now. They, they had a rough start, 2-5, and the locker room, everything, it just seemed a little bit off at the moment. But the players, their chemistry, they started to grow their chemistry and start to know each other. The 2-1, JoJo Jackson, a swing and a ground ball over to Garrett Broussard. The throw right on the first to Sheeler is in time for one down. They're starting to figure each other out. The bullpen, it's very deep. Guys are coming in and ready to make an impact, like Anthony Gallison. Kirk Schreider saying, with guys that are coming in, we want to play them right away. We want to get them acclimated, because we don't want to have them sit out and wait and be like, okay, well, now your chance is going to come. Now, get thrown right in. And how about Anthony Gallison? As Mateo Matthews is up, Paulson delivers a ball on the edge. And it's just, you look at it, this team has a ton of talent. The talent is there. And I would say, obviously, being a little bit biased, but, seeing it on paper, the 1-0 is a strike, 1-1. Seeing this team on paper with all the guys they have and the numbers these guys are putting up in college for their respective college teams, they have probably the most talented team in the Great Lakes West Division, as a 1-1, possibly in the Great Lakes Division. I mean, that's how good they are. It's just a matter of getting guys ready. And 2 balls and a strike. Setting fire, the 2-1 from Paulson. Side. They have guys, and they have a deep bullpen staff. These guys are, the guys, the Division III guys, are putting up record numbers on their respective teams. As the 2-1, swinging a foul tipped on the left side in foul territory. 3-2. They're putting up unbelievable numbers at their college teams. And the Division I guys are starting and playing on their teams. Like Gallison plays at Coastal Carolina. The full count is across the plate for ball number 4. So one down, Matthews will take first. And when you have guys like that who can come in and make a difference right away. I mean, we were literally pulling into the parking lot with the bus, and Anthony Gallison had his backpack on, waiting on the bench, like right outside. And now, had a big day today. So it's just like guys like that. As George Walco is up, sees the ball on the inside edge, 1-0. The Rafters lead 9-4. They've out hit the Rockers 11-5. They played error free baseball. The 1-0 inside for strike 1-1. You have guys that are ready to make an impact, but then you also have returning guys, and Chris Konev is one guy for me that stands out, playing unbelievable so far. The 1-1. out and away for a ball, two balls and a strike. Conniff has been playing unbelievable. You have veterans. Levi Jensen, a reliable catcher. You have Garrett Broussard, who was unbelievable for this team last year. The 2-1, swinging a ground ball over to Broussard. The flip over to second to Conniff. The throw to first is in time. Just like that, the 6-4-3 double play, and the Raptors head to the top of the ninth, leading 9-4. We'll be back in a moment.
You have been listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Amber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
So we return to the top of the ninth inning. Raptors 9, Rockers 4. And a pitching change is in store for the Rockers, as due up, Luke Moeller will be the pitcher as he faces Jack Passier. No balls and a strike. Luke Moeller, the 0-1, up and away, 1-1. Smoller has played catcher for them this season. The University of Arizona product out of Scottsdale, Arizona, swinging a miss outside, 1-2. This stadium has emptied, and I'll be the first to say it was alive and well. And they were thinking this team, the Rockers, were going to cruise to a victory. Given they're up 4-1, a curveball driven out to right field, into the right field gap. Rounding first is Basir, heading to second. And once again, his day has just been continuing with just back-to-back hits. So Basir on second. That is back-to-back-to-back doubles. Are you kidding me? Jack Basir has been unbelievable. So that's the 12th hit for the Raptors. Through the first five innings, they had two hits as Sheeler pops one up a ball into the left field of Walco, getting back towards the bag. At second is Basir. So one down for the Raptors. The Rockers are going to need the best comeback of definitely their season if they want to come back, and the Raptors are just going to have to hold. It's just been unbelievable, and it's just a team that is resilient, and we're starting to find that out. And as Moeller looks at second, and due up is Carlson as he sees a strike across the plate. The 0-1. down low for a strike, 0-2. I mean, this was a team that was, we were 2-5. I mean, given there's so many games left. There's so many games left in the Northwoods League. This is the 11th game. But the 0-2 fouled on the right side. But to see a team like this start to gel is really a sight to behold, because they were down 8. They lost 8-5 at home and against Madison, and coaching staff, people were disgusted. It was just a game that the 0-2 change up down low, 1-2. But Madison, they throttled Madison 9-1, and you felt, all right, maybe they can get something going. Wausau came into town, the team that was the best in the league at the time. As the 1-2 popped on the right side, and they shut them out 3-0. A Shane Taylor three-run shot in the bottom of the first. The rest of the game was zeros across the board, and that was just a credit to how great their defense was. And then last night against Wausau, they were down 2-0. Able to get three unanswered runs, a two-run shot from Conniff, the 1-2 outside for a ball. Then get two runs, a two-run shot for Chris Conniff to make it at 2 apiece, and then finding a way to win to get that run in the bottom of the seventh to make it 3-2. It's showing the resilience of pitching the dirt from this team, and that's going to go a long way, given their start season has just started, but already on the verge of having a winning record for the first time this year. The 3-2. Strike three, Carlson was ready to take off his ankle brace and look to get four, but so two down here. Logan Hugo is now up. The question is, who is Kirk Schreider going to use in the bottom of the ninth to get a closeout? Fans have exited. A lot of them have. Because their team has a curveball outside. Their team is getting throttled here. Bottom five, it was 4-1. Bottom six, it was 5-4. And then it went 9-4. Anthony Gallison has crossed home plate twice today. He's gotten an RBI. The 0-2, bringing a ball foul tipped on the backside. And everybody was comparing, well, last year, the team in the first half, well, they had 57-15, the Raptors did last year. They set the single season record, single season wins all the time in the Northwoods League. And the start right now is 2-5, and everybody's like, well, why aren't they the team last year as the ball comes across 1-2? Well, it's because that was a team last year. This is the team this year. Two different teams, two different identities, but you had returning guys. Guys that could take, hey, this is what last year was. The 1-2, down in the dirt once again. That goes behind Cardenas. And sliding to third in time is Jack Bussier. So a runner in prime scoring position. This team has to find their identity. And so far, something's brewing here in Wisconsin Rapids. Let me tell you, to be the first to say something special is happening. Because in baseball, with especially in the Northwoods League, in games every day, it's about streaks. As the 2-2, check swing, and did he go? Head umpire pointing to first base, said he did not. So full count here, two outs. The 3-2, and driven out on the left side in foul territory, right to the hand of third base coach Orlando Rodriguez. Good hands there, coach. That was, had to reach out and make that catch. So Moeller comes set, Bussier, a big leadoff at third. The 3-2 outside for a ball, so ball number four, Logan Hugo is at first, and this brings up Levi Jensen. Raptors lost on opening day 10-6. They followed it up against Lakeshore, winning 3-2. They were swept by Green Bay, lost 5-4 on a walk-off sack fly. Then they lost 8-2 to Green Bay. And then the question was, this team can't even get any runs because they've given up a lot of hits too. And then the thing was the pitching staff, they've given up a lot of hits as well and a lot of runs. As the 0-1 here for Moeller, he comes set. Hugo, a big leadoff at first. Basir stands at third. The 0-1 inside for a strike, 0-2. Then they went to Fond du Lac, and they lost 9-6. They fought back in the game. But what's shown to me is this team, in the 10-6 loss and then the 9-6 to Fond du Lac, they made those games. In the bottom of the ninth, they had it as a steal from Hugo, a swing and a ground ball right into the glove of Moeller. The throw over to first is on time for the third out, but the Rafters still lead 9-4, one half inning left of play, and this team will make it 4 in a row. Can they do it? Find out next here on WFHR.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go!
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey! We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation, June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
To the bottom of the ninth we go. Nick Paulson remains on the mound. Rafters three away from securing their four straight, from securing their sixth win. As Anzai grounds the ball into the glove of the second baseman, Conniff, the throw over to first is right on the money. One down. Chris Conniff has just been unbelievable at second base. He's been slotted in at shortstop, and then Garrett Broussard came in to the team, so they moved Conniff over to second. So that's going to be a duo to watch out for at the defensive side for the Rafters. As Paulson delivers inside on Noah Cardenas. At the University of Hawaii, he's traveled a long way, Hawaii native, as a check swing, and he did fully come across 0-2. Rockers are going to need five runs here in the bottom of the ninth. The 0-2, swinging a drive into right field, right into the glove of Logan Hugo. Two down, one away here for the Rafters. One out away from getting their sixth win of the year, fourth straight. The question has been, the Rafters finish out games. It certainly seems like the 0-2 outside, four strike, 0-2. On Andrew Harris, upstairs for a ball on Paulson, 1-1. stadium is emptied for the most part. It's quiet. And the 1-1 inside for a strike. 1-2. Rafters. 2. A strike away. 1 out away. Paulson sets, kicks, fires, and fouled on the backside. 1-2. So, Rafters are right here. Paulson fires the 1-2, swinging a ground ball into the third baseman of Kyle Carlson. The throw across the diamond is right on the money. That will do it. Wisconsin Rapids wins 9-4 over the Green Bay Rockers and has secured their fourth win straight, sixth win of the year, and their first time they've had a winning record. They improved to 6-5. Green Bay falls to 6-5. The Rafters have outhit the Rockers 12-5 in a game where, man, they were down 4-1. Four runs in the top of the sixth, four runs in the top of the eighth. The question is, are the Rats hot? Well, winning four straight, the Rats are scorching hot here early on the season. So, for everybody at Wisconsin Rapids, for a Rafters win, for the studio at WFHR, my name is Joey Fear, saying so long for this one. We'll see you tomorrow at home at Wooder Field against Green Bay. Pitch is at 6:35. We'll see you then. Good night, everybody.
You have been listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Amber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
Farm Safe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to farmsafe811.org.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Let it slip, it comfort, check. Talk to doctor now and share.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows level off around 43, tonight under clear skies, north winds around 5 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 80, tomorrow mainly sunny. Mainly cloudy skies, tomorrow night 55. Upper 70s, Saturday with a chance for scattered storms. Turning much cooler, Sunday with highs in the upper 60s, chance for storms continues. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 71.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
were live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting.